Cupid broke off into laughter. Until Julian reached across the table and seized his shirt in his fist. And? Cupid knocked his grip away and sobered. Well, Cupid's gaze slid to Grace and Selina. Would you excuse us for a minute?
I'm a sex therapist, Grace told him. There's nothing you can say that will shock me.
And I ain't about to leave this booth until I hear the juicy tidbits, Selina said.
All right, then. He looked back at Julian. When the woman of Alexander summons you, you can't put your spoon in her jelly jar until the last day of your incarnation. Then, the two of you must unite carnally before midnight, and you must keep your bodies joined until the sun rises. If you withdraw from her at any point, for any reason, you will immediately return to the book, and the curse continues.
Julian cursed and looked away.
Exactly, Cupid said. You know how strong Priapus's curse is. There's no way in hell you'll ever make it 30 days without boinking your summoner.
That's not the problem, Julian said between clenched teeth. The problem is finding a woman of Alexander to summon me.
Her heart hammering nervously, Grace sat forward.
What does that mean, a woman of Alexander?
Cupid shrugged. Well, she has to have Alexander in her name.
Like a surname? She asked.
Yes.
Grace looked up and caught Julian's tortured gaze.
Julian, my name is Grace Alexander.
Chapter 7 Julian stared at Grace, his mind whirling as her words rang in his head. Could it be? Dare he believe it? Dare he even hope after all this time?
Your surname is Alexander? He repeated in disbelief.
Yes, she said, a slow, encouraging smile breaking across her face.
Cupid looked sharply at him. Have you two made friendly with the privates yet?
No,
Julian said. We haven't.
And to think he had been angry over that. Grace had saved him from making the third biggest mistake of his life. At that moment, he could have kissed her.
A smile split Cupid's face.
Well, I'll be damned. Or you'll be undamned, I should say. I never knew a woman who could be around you more than 10 minutes who didn't drop her—
Cupid, Julian snapped, cutting him off before he gave a lengthy discourse on the number of women Julian had slept with.
Do you have anything else informative to say?
Just this. Mom's curse breaker is contingent on Priapus's not finding out. If he does, he could circumvent the whole thing with one of his nasty whammies.
Julian clenched his fists as he remembered quite clearly some of his half-brother's more evil actions. For some reason he'd never fully understood, Priapus had hated him since the moment of his birth, and over the years Priapus had given sibling rivalry a whole new meaning. Julian took a sip of his drink.
He won't find out unless you tell him. Don't look at me, Cupid said. I don't run with his crowd. You have me confused with Cousin Dion. And on that note, I need to go meet up with my boys. We plan to do a major tribute to old Bacchus later tonight.
Cupid held his hand out, palm upward.
My bow, if you please.